சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். தி என்டயர் பகவத்கீதா இஸ் டிவைடட் இன்டு த்ரீ ஷட்கம்ஸ். The 18 chapters divided into three portions based on Mahavakya. First six chapters known as First Shatkam or Prathama Shatkam. The middle six chapters from 7th chapter onwards up to 12th chapter known as மத்தியம ஷட்கம் ஆர் த்விதீய ஷட்கம். த சரம ஷட்கம் இஸ் ஃப்ரம் 13th சாப்டர் டு 18th சாப்டர் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் சரம ஷட்கம் ஆர் அந்திம ஷட்கம். ஈச் சாப்டர் கண்டெயின்ஸ் த்ரீ ஈச் ஷட்கம் கண்டெயின்ஸ் த்ரீ டாபிக்ஸ். ஈச் ஷட்கம் கண்டெயின்ஸ் சிக்ஸ் சாப்டர்ஸ். Each Shatkam contains three topics broadly. In Prathama Shatkam, the three topics are Jeeva Swarupam is the first topic, means individual essential nature. Swarupam means essential nature. Jeeva Swarupam means the individual essential nature. Then the second topic in Prathama Shatkam is Karma Yoga Sadhana, means to attain moksha. Karma Yoga Sadhana. Then the third topic is Purusha Prayatnam, human effort. Purusha Prayatnam, human effort required to get self-knowledge. These are the three topics. Then come to the second Shatkam, that is Madhyama Shatkam. Again, three topics we can find there also. The first topic from 7th chapter to 12th chapter, the whole Shatkam talks about Ishvara Swarupam, the essential nature of Ishvara, the nature of Ishvara, Ishvara Swarupam. Then the second topic is Upasana Yoga, Upasana Yoga, the sadhana of Saguna Meditation, sadhana of Saguna Meditation. Then the third topic is Ishvara Kripa, the grace of Lord, the grace of Ishvara. That is the third topic in Madhyama Shatkam. So three topics over in Madhyama Shatkam. Then the final Shatkam, 13th chapter to 18th chapter, first topic is Aikyam. Aikyam, Jeevatma Paramatma Aikyam, the oneness of the individual self and the supreme self is the topic. Then the second topic is Jnana Yoga, a sadhana given to attain self-knowledge. Jnana Yoga Sadhana Shravana Manana Nididhyasana Rupa Jnana Yoga Sadhana. Then the third topic is Values, Virtues, Sat Sampatti or Sadgunaha. Sadgunaha, virtues are Daivi Sampat, values. These are the three topics in the third Shatkam. Now the first Shatkam, Madhyama Shatkam, Antima Shatkam, the first topics you see, Jiva Vichara, Ishvara Vichara, Asipada Vichara, put together, Jiva Vichara is known as Twampada Vichara, Ishvara Vichara is known as Tatpada Vichara, Tat, Twam, Asi, in the third Shatkam, Asipada Vichara means Aikya Jnanam. So, Tat, Twam, Asi, in the entire Bhagavad Gita, you can see. You see the sadhana wise, karma kanda, upasana kanda, jnana kanda. The second topic of each shatkam if you take, the second topic of each shatkam if you see, karma kanda, karma yoga, jnana, upasana kanda, upasana yoga, and jnana kanda, jnana yoga. So whole Veda is there in that Bhagavad Gita. Then the third topic you see, Purusha Prayatnam, human effort is required, and Ishvara Krupa also is required, and values, virtues are also required to get self-knowledge. If you complete this, you know, all these nine topics, if you understand thoroughly, you are a Jivan Muktaha. So this is called comprehensive study of scriptures. Now you understand why we have to study second chapter first, third chapter later. Why we have to study fourth chapter later only, a seventh chapter. Not seventh chapter first and fourth chapter later. The order, the sadhanas, the procedure, it goes like this. That is why you should not listen Bhagavad Gita here in different chapters, different places, from different people, and saying that I have completed Bhagavad Gita. Because one Mahatma comes and talks one chapter, and you attend all the chapters not in order. Whatever they teach, only you have to listen. Public talks, never take it as a study. All public talks, discourses, anyone come and give 5 days talks, 6 days talks, that is not study. That is only for inspiration. You get inspiration. That is not a systematic study at all. Please remember, never consider that you are studying by attending all lectures in all halls. People consider that they are studying, they are listening from so many Mahatmas. By listening from Mahatmas, you can never get self-knowledge. You get Chitta Shuddhi. You get Chitta Shuddhi, you get inspiration, you get Mumukshutvam, that's all. But your study begins exactly from one teacher. You have to study systematically. Then only you can understand this whole design of Bhagavad Gita. So these are the topics in three Shatkams of Bhagavad Gita. We have completed 12th chapter. That means we have completed Prathama Shatkam, Madhyama Shatkam. Now we are entering the final Shatkam. In final Shatkam, the first chapter is the 13th chapter. Correct? In Antima Shatkam or Charama Shatkam, the final first chapter is what? 13th chapter. Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Vibhaga, Yogaha. So Ishvara Swarupa Vichara over. Now Asipada Vichara. Aikya Jnanam. Oneness between the individual self and the supreme self, the Paramatma. Individual self is known as Jivatma. Supreme self is known as Paramatma. In Sanskrit we call Paramatma. In English, Supreme Self. Parama means supreme. Self means Atma. Parama Atma means Supreme Self. So these are the topics. Now in 13th chapter, 14th chapter and 15th chapter, the two topics are going to come. Those two topics are Aikyam plus Jnana Yoga. The two topics of Antima Shatkam. What are those two topics? Jiva, Ishvara, Aikya, Jnanam. First topic. Plus Jnana Yoga. Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, Rupa, Sadhanas. All these two topics are given in 13th, 14th and 15th chapters. In which Shatkam they come? 13, 14, 15. Antima Shatkam or Charama Shatkam. Then what about 16 and 17? 16 and 17 chapters of what? Bhagavad Gita. 16 and 17 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Virtues or values to be acquired to get self-knowledge. Sampat, Sadgunas are given elaborately in 16th chapter and 17th chapter. Daivasura Sampad Vibhaga Yogaha, 16th chapter. Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yogaha, 17th chapter. Full and full values. Of course, in 13th chapter also, 20 values Lord Krishna going to enumerate. 16th chapter, again 26 values Lord Krishna is going to enumerate. What about 18th chapter? 18th chapter is conclusion. Concluding summary. Upasamhara adhyayaha. The entire Bhagavad Gita teaching comes in 18th chapter. Summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita comes once again. So this is about Antima Shatkam. Now 13th chapter, when we are going to enter into Asi Pada Vichara or Aikya Jnanam. Aikyam, oneness between Jiva and Paramatma, we have to remember one example so that you can understand easily. Just we are recollecting, you know that example. Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam. I, the individual self, am non-different from the Supreme Self. This is Aikya Jnanam. What knowledge I have to get? I, the Jivatma, am same or one with Paramatma. Both of us are one and the same. The Paramatma, the Ishvara, I, the individual, am one and the same. But when Shastra says this, it is very difficult to swallow. I, the individual, dasaha, bhaktaha, I am a limited, finite devotee of the Lord. How can I am one with the Lord? How the Lord and myself are one and the same? It can be in books, but it cannot be in my mind. My mind cannot accept. Even let Upanishad say, or Krishna says, even Guru says, I cannot accept at all. This is what our mental condition. We listen from Guru and we nod our head also. We write in the books. Very nice to listen. But I am one with God. God and myself are one and the same. It is unswallowable idea, concept, it is impossible for a person. Shastra says, you have to train your mind. You have to train your mind. You have to come out of that notion, you are a devotee, he is a deity. That division you have to break. How to break that division? Understand one example. Then slowly apply. If you really revered Vedas, if you really revered Upanishads, if you really revere and respect Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, if you really respect your Guru, not one, Veda, Upanishad, Gita and Guru, if you really respect, you accept. If you respect, you accept. That is real respect, that's what I said. If you don't accept, your respect is not a real respect. It is a fake respect. When I don't accept their statements, when my mind is not aligned with their statements, what respect I have got? Tell me now. Honestly, we have to question ourselves. When I am not able to keep Guru aside, keep Guru aside, Upanishad aside, Veda aside, your own Kochu Guruvayurappa, your own Krishna, whom you are worshipping with so much devotion, that Krishna's words, don't you want any understanding? Don't you want to have any understanding regarding Krishna's statements? If you have real bhakti, that means Krishna bhakti vere, Krishna statements vere. Appadi pannidrom namo. Enna pandrom? Enada Krishna bhakti adhila koraye irukkakoodadhu. Adhu appadiye irukkanum. Krishna sonnadella appadiye irukkanum. Enada bhakti vere, avar sonna statements ella vere. Andha alavukku thirama irukku namakku. Yeah, we are so experts making Bhagavan's words separate and Bhagavan's bhakti, devotion, worship, adi allaha nama apdi, we are protecting that devotion. What devotion? Division devotion. Bheda bhakti we are nourishing, nurturing, nurturing, nurturing. In spite of Vedic statements, Upanishadic statements, Bhagavan statements, and Guru's teaching, all these are powerless. All these are powerless in front of our ignorance. Parango. Idu greatness, gloria. Enna sollano idukku? In front of this powerful Veda teaching, Upanishadic teaching, Guru's teaching, Krishna Bhagavan's teaching, nammudi ignorance powerful, Krishna Bhagavan teaching powerful. You decide. Our ignorance is so powerful. That's why Bhagavan is also helpless. Unless I start thinking, then it works. If I stop my thinking, it won't work. Krishna's words won't work. Therefore, Guru has to take all pains to communicate to that student who is adamant, because student doesn't know that he is having such a powerful ignorance and holding on to that Bheda Bhavana with Ishvara, nourishing and nurturing that Bheda Bhavana and suffering. So out of compassion, Guru has to take all the pains to teach systematically so that some fortunate Sishyas, Adi Cholanam, all Sishyas, even though teacher is teaching, they must have that praptam, they must have that kripa, effort, values, then it works. So Guru is taking lot of pain to communicate what Lord Krishna said exactly. What do you mean by Jeevatma Paramatma Aikyam? Example and Cholinde Irikke, adhi varave maatingadhi paarunga. Now let us come to example. Ocean is very nearby, very few kilometers away from us. So let us take that example only. Ocean example. We have a vast ocean nearby. Even you can go by walk. That ocean, always in front of that, lot of waves are coming. Lot of waves are coming. 24 hours, 360 days, waves are coming. Small waves, big wave, so many waves are coming. Waves are coming from where? From ocean. Can waves exist separate from ocean? Can waves exist separate from ocean? They can never exist. Waves are nothing but water. Ocean is nothing but water. Ocean is a name given to the vast water repository. Ocean is a name. Do you have the ocean substance other than water? Ocean, when you say, all of us know ocean, 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 samudraha. That word is substance exists separate from water. So ocean is a name given to that water. Which water? Vast, the water repository. We have given the name ocean. The same water, same place where the ocean is there, there itself, wave name we are uttering. Wave, tidal wave, small wave, tiny wave, tidal wave. Tidal wave, big wave, tiny wave, small wave. This tiny wave, tidal wave, are they separate from water? Do they exist separately, differently from water? Water is here, tidal wave is here. Water is here, tiny wave is here. Can you separate? You cannot. Why? Because there is no wave other than water. Either tiny wave or tidal wave, there is no wave at all without water. Wave is water, ocean is water. Once they are water only, why ocean wave name? Why two names? The two names are given because when the water is steady, it is called ocean. It is very steady, magnanimous, huge. It is called ocean. When that from that ocean, when the small water little bit, it comes a different form, it comes in a different form, in a different shape, we give another name, wave name. But you go and touch the wave, you are touching what? Water. When you touch the ocean, water. When the wave goes back, what you are touching? You are touching ocean or wave? When wave comes, you are touching wave. When wave goes, you are touching the ocean. When go and touch in the evening, not now. Wave comes, you touch the wave. And the wave goes, you touch the ocean. Either you touch the ocean or you touch the wave, what you are touching really? Water. But you don't say, I am touching water. You say, I am touching wave. I am touching wave. When wave goes, what do you say? I am touching ocean. But none of us say I am touching water. I am to say I am touching water, I can touch water in my house. Is it not? To say I am touching water, I can say in my house also. But if I go there, I say only I touch the wave or I touch the ocean. Either you touch your water at home, you touch wave at ocean, or you touch the ocean without wave, what you are touching? What you are touching? Is there a ocean? Is there a wave? For your own appearance, it is appearing. To your experience, it is appearing. What is essentially there? That is called essential. Understand why the word essential I have used? And the essential is very important. You may utter the word wave, you may utter the word ocean. What is the essential nature of wave and the ocean is water. Essential nature. This we know from our teen age, from very young age. Water may appear in a bubble form, droplet form, in a rainwater form, in a river form, in a moisture form, in a vapor form, in a steam form, in an ice form, whatever may be the form. What is our knowledge? Tell me, what is our knowledge? Water. It is simple knowledge. Do you require any PhD for this? Edavadhu university poi PhD padikkanuma? Everything is water. Names are many. Shapes are many. Forms are many. Appearances are many. In spite of appearance, different appearances, in spite of different names, in spite of different forms, if you taste ice cream, different. What is that? Water. Different taste. What is that? Truth. Truth is what? Water. Like that, Paramatma is like an ocean. Jivatma is like a wave. Two names given to Atma, Chaitanyam, the ocean. Jivatma, Paramatma. Jiva name is because of small body, finite body, limited body. Jiva. Parama is huge body, Virat Swarupam. Parama you have given. This Jiva and Parama, these two are only names we have given. But what is the essential nature? Atma. That is why in Parama Atma, Atma is there. In Jiva Atma also, Atma is there. What is the differentiating factor between this Atma? Parama Ishvara Upadhi, Jiva Shariram. These two Upadhis makes one Atma as though separate. One Atma as though separate because of Ishvara Shariram Upadhi, big Upadhi. Entire universe is Ishvara Shariram. We saw in 11th chapter, Vishwarupam, Virat Swarupam, Virat Shariram, Ishvara, where a Jiva, the individual, has small body, tiny body, limited body. Because of these two limitations, one Atma has got two names. One water has got two names, ocean and a wave. So ocean is real? No. Water is real? Yes. Wave is real or water is real? Water is real. No, Swamini, wave is also real. There is no wave other than water. Wave name and form are mithya, unreal. Water is satyam. Ocean name and form is mithya, unreal. Vacharambhanam, it is only your lip movement. You see the form, but it is water what you are seeing. When you are seeing ocean, what you are seeing? You are seeing ocean or water? Water. When you are seeing wave, what you are seeing? First time when I said when you are touching. Now I am asking when you are seeing. Enna touching ki wave even theriyadu. Ocean ani theriyadu. Touching ki. But seeing ki difference theriyum. Adhu ocean, idhu wave anna. Even though you are seeing ocean, wave, what you are really seeing? Water. So what is really you are seeing? That is Satyam. That is Satyam. Water is Satyam. Wave and ocean, Mithya, unreal. Whatever is Mithya, we call it as Anatma. Whatever is Mithya, unreal, we call it as Anatma. In Vedanta term, whatever is Satyam, we call it as Atma. What is the Atma of wave? Water. What is the Atma of ocean? Water. Just words I am using. Don't take ocean. Water is Atma. Okay. Water, the waves, content. Atma here is content. Wave content is called Atma. What is wave content? Atma is that without which that cannot exist is called Atma. That is why wave content, Atma is what? Water. Ocean content, Atma is what? Water. Gold Atma, chain Atma is what? Gold. Chain Atma. Chain because of which it exists. Is the Atma of the chain. What is that? Gold. Like that, this entire universe, what you are seeing, Ishvara, Jiva, Ishvara, Jiva, Adi Ishvara, ocean, Jiva, wave. What is the content? Atma is Atma. Here, Atma, the content is Atma. What about Parama Atma, that Ishvara Nama Rupa and Jiva, individual Nama Rupa, is Mithya, unreal. Just as wave, ocean, name, form is unreal, Mithya, Anatma, you said. Similarly, here also, the Jiva, the individual, housewife, ordinary housewife, ordinary householder, is the Jiva, the content is the self, Atma. The Upadhi is Anatma. Similarly, Ishvara, name, form, whom you are worshipping with a form, is Anatma, Vyavaharika Satyam. It is a Vyavaharika Satyam. The content of this Paramatma and Jivatma is what essential in both of them? What is the essential content, Satyam, in that? Say loudly. Atma. That Atma, there are two Atmas or one Atma? Ocean, wave, two waters or one water? In wave and ocean, there are two waters or one water? Only one water. Differently appearing. Similarly, same way in that example you have understood. Same way you are trying to understand now. Atma is one, appearing as two, Jivatma and Paramatma, the Ishvara. Atma is one. Atma is one. But appearing as I, the Jiva, and the Ishvara, whom I am worshipping. As Atma, we both are. I don't want to say, I want to make you to utter that. I, the worshipper, the bhakta, the jiva, am jivatma, Ishvara is paramatma. What is the content, essential nature of Ishvara whom I am worshipping? I, the devotee, whom am I worshipping? What is the content of Ishvara and me? Atma. From Atma standpoint, I am I Ishvara or not? ஏமே ஈஸ்வர் ஆர் நாட் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட், நாட் ஃப்ரம் ஈஸ்வர் உபாதி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். வேவ் கேன் நெவர் பி ஓஷன் ஃப்ரம் வேவ் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். யூ ஹாவ் டு ஜம்ப். எக்ஸாம்பிள் டு தாஷ்டாந்த, திருஷ்டாந்த டு தாஷ்டாந்த. வேவ் கேன் நெவர் பி ஓஷன், ஓஷன் கேன் நெவர் பி த வேவ். வேவ் ஈஸ் ஓஷன் வென், ஃப்ரம் வாட் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்? வாட்டர் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட், நாட் ஃப்ரம் ஓஷன் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஓஷன் கேன் நெவர் பி த வேவ் ஃப்ரம் வேவ் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஓஷன் ஈஸ் வேவ் ஃப்ரம் வாட் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்? வாட்டர் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஸோ ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். ஐ ஆம் காட் இஃப் ஐ சே, டெல் மீ வாட் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்? பாடி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். கேன் ஐ டேர் டு சே ஐ ஆம் காட் ஃப்ரம் பாடி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்? நெவர். ஐ ஆம் காட் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் மீ, ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் மீ, ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் நான் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ ஃப்ரம் ஈஸ்வரா ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஈஸ்வரா ஆல்சோ நெவர் பி த ஜீவா ஃப்ரம் ஈஸ்வரா ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் த ஜீவா ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். நவ் கேன் யூ போல்ட்லி சே ஐ ஆம் காட்? கேன் யூ சே போல்ட்லி ஐ ஆம் காட்? Are you afraid of still? Still you are afraid of means you cannot, you are not afraid of to say. I am not saying I am God from body standpoint. Body standpoint I am not saying. From the self, Atma standpoint only I am God. This is from knowledge standpoint, not body standpoint. Now who am I? That Atma alone is called Brahman. That Atma name is what? Brahman. That Brahman, Atma, I am. Therefore, Aham Brahma Asmi. Then why this Ishvara? Why this Puja? Because you have to come all the way to understand this. We introduce Ishvara. Shastra introduce Ishvara to teach water is same. Child when goes near the ocean, child is interested in ocean, child is interested in wave. After playing long time, then I have to teach, isn't not? When the child play with ocean and wave, child is always jumping in the waves, playing with the waves and enjoying the ocean, seeing the ocean. Later only we have to teach the content. Adi madre da, we are all like babies, like waves, playing with ocean. We are all like waves. Each individual is like a wave. Recognize playing with Ishvara for some time, doing puja, abhishekam, archana, Shodashopachara Puja, then slowly you question one day, who is this I am worshipping? Does he exist really? If he exists, where he exists? In what form he exists? If he or she or it? Idella varum. Once you start worshipping, only you will get all these doubts. That's why better to be an Astika rather than Nastika. Understand? Better to be an Astika rather than Nastika. So one day you worship Lord Astika, Astikana irundhi. Bhagavan irukkar, irukkar, irukkar and chulli puja panni, panni, panni. Once your punya puja fructifies, Bhagavan sends you to Gita class. Once your puja fructifies either in this janma or previous janma, Bhagavan sends you to Gita class. Am I right or not? Okay. This is what Ishvara Jiva Aikya Jnanam. With this background, let us enter Asipada Vichara ஷட்கம். 13th chapter. அத த்ரயோதசோத்யாயஹ. அர்ஜுன உவாச. ப்ருதிம் புருஷம் சைவ க்ஷேத்ரம் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞமேவ ச. ஏதத் வேதிதுமிச்சாமி. ஞானம் ஜ்ஞேயம் ச கேசவம். By the by, there is one more point I would like to remind. The ocean and the wave in Sanskrit Vedantic terms, we call it as karyam. The karyam is a product which comes, appears from its cause, karanam. Gold is the cause, chain is effect, karyam. Similarly, ocean is an effect, name and form. The karanam is water. Wave is karyam, a small product from water. Water is karanam. Why I have to introduce these two words? Karanam, karyam is a technical term used. Karanam is satyam, karyam is mithya, all the time. From Atma alone, the karyam appears. Ishvara karyam, jiva karyam, two upadhis. Samashti, macro, vyashti, jivatma, micro. Wave is micro, not microwave. Okay. Wave is small, micro. Ocean is macro, both are karyam. Macro product, micro product. Macro effect, micro effect. Karyam, both of them. Both of relatively real, but not absolutely. Karanam is real, karyam is mithya. Similarly, Jivatma is a karyam at vyashti level. Ishvara is also karyam at samashti level.